I'm Tracy from Stuff You Missed in History Class. Are you a small business owner or even someone who dreams of entrepreneurship? Then check out season 2 of Mind the Business, small business success stories from iHeart Podcasts and Intuit QuickBooks. Join hosts Austin Hankwitz and Janice Torres as they interview entrepreneurs sharing insights around starting and nurturing a small business. You won't want to miss these inspiring stories of entrepreneurship and discovering ways to business differently so you can too.
When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hear from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Planning your next trip? Choice Hotels' family of 22 brands has over 7,400 locations and the perfect hotel for any traveler you want to be. Like a Cambria Hotel, serving up locally inspired craft cocktails for all my folks who maybe want to meet up and talk about Mad Royals. Check into a Radisson Hotel with flexible workspaces for you drivers who listen during business travel. Or a Comfort Hotel with free hot breakfast, family-friendly pools, and big spacious rooms for the parents who listen with their kids and need a little retreat. What are you waiting for? Join Choice Privileges and start earning points toward your next stay. Find a stay for any you when you book direct at choicehotels.com, where travels come true. Welcome to Stuff You Missed in History Class, a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Tracy V. Wilson.
And I'm Holly Fry.
So we've started on every Friday having just a little behind the scenes short moment for what we have talked about on the episode this week. And what we have talked about this week was the occupation of Alcatraz.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's one of those things that was happening when I was a tiny child. I was kind of born in the midst of this going on, like at the end of it. And I remember, because I lived in the Pacific Northwest not long after that, there being a lot of discussion of Native American rights, because there were still pretty significant number of Native peoples in the Pacific Northwest, as there still are, but and us having a very weird and awkward education around it in elementary school, because it was still developing and seemed a little bit closer to home maybe than some other people might have experienced in other parts of the country.
Yeah.
Where it, I don't remember a lot of the details, but I do remember particularly one teacher trying to very delicately explain to like 8-year-olds the nuances of this, which is very hard.
Yeah.
You're 8, you're not really ready for, and the government did really bad things, right?
Right. Like, unless you've lived through them,
hard
you don't
to grasp,
need to have that explained.
Right.
Yeah.
From a privileged, largely white population, it was of kids, it was a little bit of a head scratcher. But
yeah.
I remember her so valiantly trying to like not give us a fake version of events, but also be cognizant that these things were still ongoing and developing and that nothing was settled, which is also hard to teach kids, right? Like, I know you're 8 and we're talking about history, but it's not really history. It's right now.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. I grew up on the East Coast and I was born just a few years after you were. So this was in the shortly before my birth past. And really, a lot of the legislative stuff that we talked about in the episode, like that was happening when I was too young to be aware of things in that way. And because I grew up in North Carolina, our North Carolina history class included things like the removals, which was framed as the Cherokee removal, which there were a lot of other nations besides the Cherokee who were part of all that. But like we learned a lot about that in North Carolina history class when I was probably maybe middle school age, seems right. We did not learn about the termination and relocation policies at all, 100% not in my knowledge base before I got into this episode. And as we both often do, I had this conversation with my husband that was about what I was working on for work. And I was like, yeah, and there was this whole policy of termination, which I really was not familiar with. And Patrick, my husband, grew up in New York, very close to a reservation. And he had thought, he was like, oh, yeah, because I grew up so close to the reservation. Like, right. I'm totally familiar with this. And I was like, this is not normally how our conversations go about the show. Because normally I ask him if he's ever heard of something and he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. No shade to him at all. Like, he's, you know, he knows plenty of about other things that are not necessarily that. But yeah, that was a thing that was just not part of my education at all. That was more something he knew about because of his personal experience.
What was your research like, particularly on this episode? Because we talk about in both of the episodes that, like, as I was just saying, this isn't all settled and it's ongoing. So we even referenced Lineta's book, which is not yet out as we're talking about all of this.
Yeah, and to be clear, I have not read that book. I do know it's forthcoming. When I first started thinking about doing an episode on this, which was like a year ago, the first thing that I wanted to make sure of was to make sure that I was reading things that were by people who were there or were by other Native people, and that I was not getting like just a white perspective on things. And so I had the book that we mentioned at the very end of the episode was called American Indian Activism, Alcatraz to the Longest Walk. And that was something that I had gotten specifically because the essays in it were by so many different people who were actually involved, in addition to having the historical analysis chapters at the end. I also had picked up, as one of the first things that I picked up, was Adam Fortunate Eagle's memoir of it. He's actually written a couple of different books that are related to it, so I had picked up the more recent of them. And then as I was reading through that, I kind of learned about how he was one of the older people. Like, he was in his 40s.
Right.
He had a really successful business. He drove a really nice car. He was pretty well off, especially compared to some of the other people that he was interacting with. And I sort of learned about, okay, how there were, like, divisions within the movement, which are totally unsurprising, and how I needed to make sure not just to get, like, the Native people's perspective, I also needed to get like a breadth of perspective from within the movement. So there was a lot of reading accounts of people who were actually there, watching interview footage with people who were actually there. And then also, you know, some of these folks are still living. I mean, the college students who were involved 50 years ago were in their 20s. So like some are still living in like their 60s and 70s today, like seeing what they're working on now, what kind of work they're doing now, to kind of close that circle.
Yeah. It's one of those things that comes up periodically in the news, not even specifically this, but just ongoing discussions, reparations, et cetera, not just in the U.S. Canada has had a lot of this going on. And I wonder if there will ever be a point where it feels as though it is resolved in some way.
Yeah.
Which is hard for me to even get my head around such a concept, right? One, it's not my life experience to know. Two, I mean, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years. Like, at what point do you go, no, we're even now? I don't know how you would even quantify such things.
Well, especially given how recently and how ongoing a lot of these things are still are. Like, there are still so many people, so many Native Nations who were given land specifically under the terms of the treaty. That treaty has never been abolished. That treaty has never been overturned. They're still supposed to have that land, but other people have taken it.
Yep.
And it's like, it's still going on, like 100% today. And then the termination and removal policies are in such the recent past and were 100% just a hole in my knowledge. And as I said in the episode, that's so messed up. Like, I still, this is not a completely apt comparison, because it's a different situation, but it's almost like if the UK said, not just that Wales isn't going to be part of the UK anymore, but that Wales doesn't exist anymore. Like, that's the level of how messed up that is.
Right. And any cultural element of being Welsh has to be completely obliterated.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is. It's hard to parse a modern day, like a current event equivalent that isn't a case like this where Native peoples were completely overrun and kind of walked on. It's a very messed up We're so in concurrence on this issue.
Yeah. Yeah. So I wanted to be sure to do this episode, not just because it's the 50th anniversary, because it's just such an example of how much of this is still going on today. And how if folks live in a place where there's not a large population of Native people, people sometimes imagine that there aren't any more, which is totally false.
Yeah.
People also kind of imagine that, like, there was, like we said in the episode, that there was just sort of passivity of accepting whatever the federal government said. That's totally false. Like, this is a story that counteracts so many false tropes that I thought it was really important to have it.
I'm so glad you picked it.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay.
We will see you guys back here next week with more topics.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff You Missed in History Class is a production of iHeartRadio's How Stuff Works. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Ready? Okay. Give me a beach.
Beach.
Give me great food.
Tacos.
Give me adventure.
Hiking.
Give me a date night.
Sunset cruise.
Give me some smiles.
Cheese.
Give me more beaches.
Beaches.
What's that spell?
San Diego.
If you're happy and you know it, San Diego is the place to show it. Book your trip at sandiego.org. Funded in part with the City of San Diego Tourism Marketing District Assessment Funds.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.